AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Tensions are high among House Republicans after Florida's Matt Gaetz led the charge yesterday to remove Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I mean, I can't believe he's that stupid.
Louisiana Republican Garrett Graves says this was a case of Democratic manipulation.
Matt Gaetz just got schooled by AOC and others. He was totally manipulated into doing this. There were eight so-called Republicans that got together with 208 Democrats to oust the Republican Speaker.
Graves is an ally of now former Speaker McCarthy. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says this is a dangerous situation.
Until Republicans stop their infighting, the House can vote on no bills, no appropriations work can get done. If, God forbid, some national crisis were to occur that demands immediate action, the House would be unable to quickly respond.
For now, North Carolina's Patrick McHenry is the speaker. Former President Donald Trump is back at his New York civil fraud trial for a third day. Yesterday, he was placed under a temporary gag order not to hurl personal attacks at court staffers. Trump had denigrated a key court staffer in a social media post. Trump and his business are accused of deceiving banks, insurers, and others by providing financial statements that greatly exaggerated his wealth.
Statements were perfect. Not only perfect, the statements are much more conservative than my real net worth. My real net worth is much higher, not lower, much higher than the statements.
President Biden announced another round of federal student loan forgiveness. It would help 125,000 borrowers by erasing $9 billion in debt through existing relief programs. The LPGA's Lexi Thompson will compete against men at the PGA Tour's upcoming event in Las Vegas. Thompson will be the seventh woman to compete in a PGA Tour event, the first since Brittany Lincecum in 2018. After big losses yesterday, stocks are holding steady. This is AP News. Russia says its air defenses shot down more than 30 Ukrainian drones.
It appears to be Kyiv's largest single cross-border drone assault reported by Moscow since it launched its invasion 20 months ago. The Russian Defense Ministry hasn't provided any evidence for its claims, nor any details about whether there were any damage or casualties. It also said Russian aircraft had stopped a Ukrainian attempt to deploy a group of soldiers by sea to the western side of Russian annexed Crimea. Ukraine's pressing on with a slow-moving counter-offensive it launched 3 months ago, even as uncertainty grows over the scale of the future supply of weapons and ammunition from its western allies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Moscow court sentenced a former state TV journalist to 8.5 years in prison in absentia for protesting Russia's war in Ukraine. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.